here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And although it's still muggy, still warm, today we're going to get kind of the reaction to some of that with some inclement weather that'll be coming in. But I was driving home last night from the concert, and I didn't get home until very late or early, depending on how you want to look at it. I got home at 1:30 in the morning. But as I'm driving home, I could see flashes of lightning off in the distance. And I was thinking, oh, maybe there will be a nice storm that breaks up some of this humidity. Never saw it. I mean, also, I pretty much face planted on the bed when I got home and went to sleep. So it could have happened while I was asleep, but I don't think that it did. But we may get some today. We've still got the heat advisory in place. So make sure that you are staying cool and taking care of yourself. I saw something on social media where someone put out a challenge to themselves to try to... I mean, it's a nice position to be in. But they said, I'm not just going to sit at home and soak up the air conditioning all week. I'm going to go out of the house and go to places that have air conditioning. And they tried to, you know, come up with a little list of where all the different places they could go. They went to the mall on Monday and they went shopping. And then yesterday they went to the library and found a book to read and said, you know what? I don't need to go anywhere else the rest of this week. I'm just going to... They didn't take the book with them. They didn't check the book out, which is kind of a risk because what if somebody else comes and checks it out? But, you know, the plan is to go back each day. This person's also retired. They're in their 70s. But this person said they're going to go back every day this week, take the book off the shelf and read some more of it. And the goal is to finish the book by the end of the week. Like, if you've got the time, that's a smart way of beating the heat. But it's mainly because they didn't want to pay for the air conditioning. Now, this person also has central air, which, you know, is a nice thing to have. But they said they're just going to keep it at 70 and go out of the house. I was thinking about it. Like, we have it at 70 in here, and it's pretty cool. You don't have to leave if you're going to keep it at 70, but I guess it doesn't come on that often there. Anyway, So I did go to the concert last night. I saw on social media. A lot of you were out there too, as well, enjoying a great concert with Joan Jett, Alanis Morissette. But one thing I've learned, and Phil Devitt can vouch for this because he's been doing it recently too, we're just getting too old to go to concerts on a school night and then show up to work the next day. Everything would have been, I was like, oh, the last couple times I've gone to Xfinity Center, it was great because I went right back to the car and I rolled right out of there and I was home, you know, 45 minutes later. That didn't happen last night. As I was pulling in, and it's my fault because I stayed late here later than I planned to, writing stories, because we'll get into it, but we had, if you can believe it, three bridges that were closed down. Two malfunctions and I guess a planned but unannounced closure. And so I didn't get out of here till it was like 4 o'clock, maybe closer to 4:30, which was later than I wanted to leave. And I had to go home and change and do all that stuff. So I got to the venue at like 10 minutes to 7, right before it's about to start. And they're ushering everybody into the parking lot, and they sent me to the very... I didn't even know this area existed of the Xfinity Center parking lots. I didn't even know that it was there. I mean, I've probably driven past... Like, if you go... When you pull in and if you go to the right, like, there's a little area that kind of looks like the entrance to the Pet Cemetery from the Stephen King movie. And you're like, what's up there? Well, it's another parking area. And it's the very back corner. And when I arrived, they parked me in the very back corner of that very back corner. So I didn't really rush to get back to the car because I knew they weren't letting that lot out anytime soon. So I met up with some friends and talked to them for a little bit and got back to the car and sat there for about 40. It took me about 45 minutes to get out of the parking lot. But still, I mean, you can't beat it. You have your parking included with your ticket. If you get there early enough, it's fun to walk around and meet people. If you don't have to rush home, it's fun to walk around and meet people afterward. It's still a great experience. It just, you know, got like an hour and a half less sleep than I was thinking that I would get. But lesson learned for the future, although I think the rest of my concerts, with the exception of one this summer, are all going to be on weekend nights, Friday nights or Saturday nights. But, and of course, Alanis Morissette and Joan Jett, both fantastic. My first time seeing Joan Jett, I saw Alanis a few years ago there, and she sounds better. I mean, she sounded great then. She sounds even better now. So if you get a chance to go out and see her at some point, I highly recommend it. And congratulations to all of the WBSM ticket winners who got to go as well. And I'll throw in a little plug here for if you want to go to a concert. We are giving away tickets this week to see Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire at Xfinity Center. That's coming up on July 27th. We have tickets pretty much every week. Actually, definitely every week, but pretty much all of them are for Xfinity Center. There's a few for TD Garden. So just make sure you have the WBSM app downloaded and that you keep checking our website. Every Friday, Saturday, thereabouts, I make sure I put up the one for the next week. And of course, Tim's tickets are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. But I was very heartwarming to see how many different generations of people there were to hear this music last night. There are a couple girls a few rows ahead of me who I don't, you know, want to guess, but I would say they were probably in their late teens, early 20s, and they were huge Joan Jett fans. Knew every word to every song. And, you know, then I saw little kids all the way up to grandmothers singing along with Alanis Morissette. So it's nice to see that that music can span generations. I actually sat next to two women from Rhode Island, and one of them actually said to me, well, you're too young to have grown up with her music. And I was like, what? I'm 46. She came out when I was in high school. I'm only a couple years younger than Alanis herself. But maybe it was just the lighting. Made me look younger than I was. But it was a nice compliment. And then I got two people that complimented me on my Rage Against the Machine t-shirt that I was wearing. I was like, thanks. I bought it at Hot Topic, so I look like a poser. Although I, you know, I've listened to Rage Against the Machine since it came out, but still. I was waiting for somebody to come up to me. Hey, name five songs. You're going to wear the band shirt, name five songs. But it was a nice time. And they did a great job, the venue, of dealing with all the challenges that come with having a show like that in the heat and humidity. I know people that were going to go and decided not to because they said, it just feels too gross out. I don't want to sit there and all that. It was fine. Little breeze came in. The temperature dropped a bit. You know, on the pavilion, there was like some kind of misting going on that made it a little bit cooler. Like they were dropping something from the roof. It was great. But I had mentioned a few moments ago that yesterday we had three bridge closures. I don't know what was going on yesterday. I mean, I know what was going on. We found out what happened with each of these situations, but it just seemed weird that this all happened on the same day. I got off the air yesterday, 9 o'clock. I usually talk to Chris McCarthy a little bit before his show starts. Sat down at my desk, and I was sent a photo and some information about the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge being closed down. It was actually stuck open. So start looking into that, reaching out to, you know, MassDOT, the police, whoever else can provide some information. And MassDOT got back to me pretty quickly and explained that there was a power outage. And not, you know, not their power at the bridge, but like a power outage in the area as the bridge was trying to close. So this is, you know, what are the chances that the power would go out while the bridge is trying to close? I don't know. But also, you would think there's a redundancy. And they did to a degree. They had a contractor connect the bridge to a generator. And then once the generator was connected, the bridge was able to close. I think it was something like 25 minutes total that it took for all of this to happen. Which is not, you know, not too much longer than if it was a regular bridge opening, but those people were already sitting there when this happened. But you would think, you know, we've got battery backups for everything these days. As long as your battery backups work, as we learned here in the studio a couple months ago, but had to replace all those. But you would think there's some sort of system in place where the power goes out to the bridge and the generator automatically kicks in. And that it could continue to be a seamless operation, but no. I can tell you this much, though. When they put in the new, likely vertical lift bridge, I know some of you are saying, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. But construction is supposed to begin in 2027. When they put that in, I'm sure they will have these types of redundancies in place. So, you know, we're used to it around here. We're used to having issues with the New Bedford-Fairhaven Bridge. 121 years old, so we know it's got its problems, and we know that it's going to have malfunctions or issues from time to time. And technically, this wasn't a malfunction. technically this was extenuating circumstances. But, you know, we're used to it. Then a little bit later, I get a message from someone that there was an issue with the paid Narren Bridge. And that was closed to traffic for about an hour yesterday morning. And my first thought was, oh, this person that's sending me this, they must have misinterpreted the notice that's been going around. We got an email about it. I saw it on social media that on Thursday, there's going to be a prolonged closure of the Peyton-Aaron Bridge for some routine maintenance. So I thought maybe like, oh, somebody probably incorrectly read that and posted something, and then somebody else posted it. It became like the telephone game. And this person was like, no. The Peyton-Aaron Bridge was not open for traffic this morning. So I reached out to the town of Dartmouth, and it turns out, yes, it was closed for vehicles for about an hour. And what they were doing was they were getting it ready for Thursday's maintenance. So that's a little bit, you know, at least that's explainable. Might have been inconvenient for people that didn't, you know, check the bridge times on the website or anything like that, but at least it's explainable. And then I'm getting ready to leave. I'm finishing up the end of my day. And what do I see on social media? And then have somebody send me at the same time, the Veterans Memorial Bridge in Somerset closed down. At least the eastbound lane. There was an issue where the arm malfunctioned and didn't go back up when the bridge was reopening to traffic. And so people were stuck. The police had to go up and help those cars get off the bridge. And that was a period of about 40 minutes that went on. And then MassDOT was going to have to do some testing of the arm throughout the course of the day and the evening. But what are the chances that three of the most significant bridges in the area would all have an issue on the same day? And of course, the conspiracy theory started online. But by all accounts, these three things are not related. And they weren't, you know, weather issues. It wasn't, oh, it's so hot and humid, you know, the technology is going to malfunction. It wasn't that. It was three completely different reasons. So hopefully if you were stuck in one of those situations, you weren't there too long. Hopefully you got where you were going in a timely manner and it didn't hold up your day too much. 508-996-0500. We can also take app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Of course, yesterday we talked about the six people that were shot near Monty's Park early Monday morning. We don't have any more information on that. The investigation is still ongoing. I thought Chris had a very interesting discussion yesterday when he was talking about potential, I guess, suitors for the mayor's job. People who would look to be candidates if Mayor John Mitchell was not running again, or if he, for some reason, left office early to take a different job. And there were a lot of great suggestions that came in, a lot of interesting suggestions that came in, some dark horse candidates, as well as the expected favorites. And now Chris has to have the mayor on today and talk to him. No, it'll be fine. But I think most people understand what that job entails. You know, of course, people get frustrated, and people are always going to get frustrated with the leader of any community if things don't go exactly the way they want them to. But I think most people understand what folks have to give up to commit to wanting that job. You're basically putting your life on hold. And, you know, Chris had the point of it was different when it was a 2-year term because you didn't have them put their life on hold as much. You know, most people could survive a 2-year stepping away from their business, 2 years away from, you know, being there for their family all the time. And so it was a little bit more palatable for them. I actually look at it from a different perspective. I don't know that I would make that sacrifice for only 2 years. You know, if I'm going to upend my life, I'd want to do it for a 4-year term. But, you know, everybody has very different perspectives on it. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here and we will be right back. So I'm not going to wave bye-bye to Phil Devitt. I'm going to wave hello and good morning. And Phil Devitt now has you covered with all the top stories of the day in the WBSM newsroom.
The White House wants to move on from worries over Biden, the race to restore power in Texas after Hurricane Beryl, and look out for a new iPhone texting scam.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The White House is trying to turn the page on calls for President Biden to drop out of the presidential race. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre noted Tuesday that top congressional Democrats are publicly supporting Biden's candidacy following his debate performance. This comes after both House and Senate Democrats met behind closed doors to discuss Biden's reelection campaign, with a handful of Democrats calling on Biden to step aside. Crews are scrambling to restore power to nearly 1.5 million customers in Texas after Beryl slammed parts of the state. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said Tuesday the Biden administration has made an emergency disaster declaration to help in the recovery.
We are appreciative that the federal government has stepped in and they will pick up most of the cost as we go through recovery here of the storm.
It's a race against time as much of southeast Texas is under a heat advisory again today with a near triple-digit weather in the forecast. CenterPoint Energy said they expect power to be restored for nearly 1 million customers by the end of today. Near record flooding was caused by Beryl's rainfall in the region, and dangerous driving conditions have caused road delays and closures. The storm took the lives of 8 people, 7 in Texas, and one in Louisiana. Former President Trump is teasing Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his potential running mate. Rubio addressed the crowd at Trump's rally in Florida Tuesday, with Trump making multiple references to Rubio throughout. Speaking about the media in attendance, Trump said they'll probably think he's going to be announcing that Marco's going to be vice president. It looks like he'll definitely be part of the administration, though.
He certainly will, and he's a fantastic guy, and he's a friend of mine, and he is one of the top people. And let's see how we do over the next week, but probably over the next week or so, maybe even at the convention.
Rubio, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum appear to be the three favorites for VP. Opening statements scheduled to start today in Alec Baldwin's trial on charges of involuntary manslaughter. Jury selection took place Tuesday. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on set in New Mexico when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. Former U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe is dead. The Oklahoma Republican's family confirmed that he passed away yesterday at the age of 89 after suffering a stroke over the July 4th holiday. He was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 1994 and retired in 2023, making him the longest-serving senator in Oklahoma's history. Washington, D.C. police say that a man found murdered in April had his thumb cut off so his alleged killer could access his mobile payment app. According to court documents, investigators found Fasil Teklemariam in his bedroom with a fractured head and a stab wound in his stomach. His thumb was gone, and a witness claims the alleged killer, Audrey Miller, and a prostitute, Tiffany Gray, cut off the thumb to steal money from the victim's account. And a smishing attack could target your iPhone. Smishing is the term used for phishing attacks sent via text message. They appear to be trying to get users' Apple ID logins, according to Macworld. Apple users are reportedly receiving texts claiming to be from service representatives with a website link to what looks like an iCloud login.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Oakland Athletics with a 12-9 victory at Fenway Park. The three-game set continues tonight. Game starts at 7:10.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Some dense patchy fog around this morning, although not quite as bad as yesterday. That said, still take it easy on the roads. We're starting the day in the low 70s, but we end up in the mid-80s once again by the afternoon, and heat advisory still in place. It's going to feel like it's closer to 95 at times. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy and staying muggy. Temperatures back into the low 70s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy again. A stray shower, even a rumble of thunder, not out of the question. Temperatures in the mid-80s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. And you just heard Phil mention there that Marco Rubio is one of the three potential favorites to be Donald Trump's running mate. And a lot of people have looked at this and said, wait a minute. Doesn't the Constitution say that the president and the vice president can't both come from the same state? And that goes back to the 12th Amendment to the Constitution that says that the presidential and vice presidential candidates running on the same ticket, quote, shall not be an inhabitant of the same state with themselves. But what it really means is it comes down to the electors. And I'm getting this from an ABC News article here. So obviously Florida has a crucial 30 electoral votes. And the 12th Amendment would mean that if Rubio and Trump were both on the ticket, electors from Florida could not vote for both Trump and Rubio under the 12th Amendment. But the electors from the other 49 states could do so. And they have a quote here from Thomas Berry, a legal fellow at the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies and the editor-in-chief of the Cato Supreme Court Review. He told ABC News, it is not prohibited to have both candidates from the same state. It just sacrifices their chances of winning a full slate of electoral votes from their home state. So they have another quote here from Lawrence Tribe, professor emeritus of constitutional law at Harvard University, who said that in, quote, concrete terms, this means that, quote, none of Florida's 30 electoral votes may be cast this December for both Trump and Rubio unless Rubio or Trump ceases to be an inhabitant of Florida before December 17th, 2024, when the Electoral College votes. So the common belief is that it would be unlikely for Donald Trump to change his residency, even though he could. I mean, he has multiple properties, but it's unlikely he will change his residency. So then that would mean that Rubio would have to. And then if Rubio has to change his residency, he would have to give up his Senate seat. So it causes a lot of issues in that regard. So I guess it really comes down to How much do they feel they need those 30 electoral votes in Florida? Do they feel like it's going to be close enough that they need those 30 votes? I would think yes. And it's not like this hasn't happened before. It actually happened in recent memory. Because in 2000, when Dick Cheney was selected to be George W. Bush's running mate, he also lived in Texas. So he ended up changing his residency to Wyoming. There is, according to Lawrence Tribe here in this story, there is a possibility that Rubio could move but keep his Senate seat. Because Article 1, Section 3 merely requires that the senator, when elected, be an inhabitant of the state for which he shall be chosen. And Rubio was an inhabitant of Florida when he was elected to his current term in November of 2022. So it's interesting that in that news report, you know, obviously he's in Florida. He's going to be pushing for that. But if he is the favorite, there's going to be some maneuvering that has to happen here constitutionally. And I guess if you want the job bad enough, I saw Marco Rubio on CNN last weekend. And, you know, he certainly felt like this election is going to be a slam dunk for Donald Trump. And while he wouldn't commit to whether or not he wanted the vice presidency, he was basically just saying things along the lines of, you know, whatever President Trump needs me for, I'll be there for him. So he wasn't openly campaigning for the job, but, and he said that he didn't know anything. But if you feel like it is a slam dunk and you have this opportunity, do you go home and say to the family, hey, guess what? We're technically moving. Because again, you only have to change your residency. You don't actually have to change your residency. You could live in Florida. You could live in, you know, Georgia as your technical residence, or Alabama, or anything else down close by, and just spend most of your time in Florida. It's really just where you set up your legal address, as we've learned in New Bedford elections. That's been a criticism of candidates in the past, that they lived in other areas while maintained a residence in a different ward. And it's not anything that's, you know, uniquely New Bedford either. That stuff happens all the time. But it will take a little bit of strategery, as Will Ferrell's George W. Bush would say. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. I'm going to take a break here and we'll be back in a few moments. Well, it's only Wednesday, but it might be rainy later on, Simon. So anyway, 508-996-0500. And by the way, a little bit later on today, Barry is off today. Brian's going to be in for him. I don't know if Barry mentioned it, and I don't think he'll mind me mentioning it if he didn't, but he's off today for jury duty. So it's always weird when a media member is called for jury duty, because, you know, if it's a case where it's been discussed on the air, then especially as a host, as a talk show host who is giving opinions as opposed to just reporting, you know, then you can say, well, there's bias that comes in. When I was on a jury, they asked me if there was anything that would disqualify me from serving. And I said, well, I'm a media member. At the time, I think I was only at the Standard Times. I don't know if I had the Saturday morning show here yet. I might have. But I said, you know, I'm in the media. I don't know if that's something that makes people not, you know, not want me to be on the jury, but I'm just, you know, that's what I do. I'm a sports writer. I don't handle the hard news, but, you know, just letting you know. And neither one of the lawyers wanted me. Well, like, it wasn't like they wanted to disqualify me, but they were like, no, we don't need him. And then the judge impaneled me. The judge put me on the jury. The judge, Robert Kane, who was famous for his work in the Big Dan's case as a prosecutor. And so he's put me on the jury. And then he met with all the jurors individually after the trial was over and explained to me that because I was a journalist, that's why he put me on the jury, because he wanted me to see it from that perspective. And he thought that that would be beneficial for me. And he was right. It was. Gave me a better understanding of how it all works, a better understanding of what it's like to be in a courtroom. Also made it so that I was a lot less nervous when I started working in the WBSM newsroom and covered some trials, some arraignments and things like that. So it was beneficial. Most people, you know, dread jury duty. I've never really had a problem with it. Especially when I was cooking, it was nice to get away from the grill for a day. And then in the case of the trial, like 2.5 weeks. But I think a lack of understanding of what's going to go on makes people dread it more than anything. Once you do it once, then it's, you know, you're not as nervous about it the next time. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Playboy.
How you doing?
So, guess who has a comedy club here in Las Vegas?
Lots of people, but who would that be?
It's somebody from the NBA, and it's a coach.
Oh, a coach that has a comedy club?
Yep, here, and I'll give you a hint. It's the Western Conference.
I don't know who I would think is funny enough. Maybe, I mean, Steve Kerr.
Okay, you're in the general vicinity.
Hmm.
Okay, you know, about the same complexion. So, you know, yeah. So, Greg Popovich.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's not crazy, isn't it? So, yeah. So, he's got a thing up here. And so, I'm going to probably go up there this weekend and go see. And maybe I might even get on stage. I don't know. But a little earlier.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it an open mic night, or are you just going to force your way up there?
You know me. I get in where I fit in. Well, it depends. I think the open mic nights are Wednesdays. But I'll go maybe this weekend. I might go up there. I don't know. But earlier I was talking to somebody, a basketball player. Me and him were playing the dozens, and I said your mother's like the Dirty Dozen. And he said, why did you say that? I said that's how many fingers she could have handle when she's getting a proctology exam.
No, you can't tell those jokes on the radio, Lamone.
But it's funny, and I said it was the truth, and people started laughing. So, yeah, and it's funny, and that gives people something to laugh about this morning. So tell me about Scottish eggs. You like Scottish eggs?
Scotch eggs? Yeah, yeah. I've only had it one time, but I thought they were fantastic.
I've seen the pictures. I'm kind of interested in them. They look delicious. And it's like, is there a lot of meat on top of that, though, so you know how it's...
No, so it's just a, you know, a light, thin, crispy coating of sausage on the outside. And from my understanding, it's always best to use duck eggs for a Scotch egg if you can.
Duck eggs?
Yeah.
I work with somebody, you got ducks out there, but I'm... Where would I get duck eggs? You know, I'll stick with regular eggs. So have you tried them with regular eggs? Is it a difference?
The only time I had them with duck eggs was the only time I had them was with duck eggs. I've always said I was going to try and make them at home, but I never did.
I want to try that because it's like, is it like the chorizo or is it just, like
breakfast sausage, like pork sausage. Although some people, if they use the duck egg, they like to use duck meat to make the sausage, but generally it's just like pork sausage. Finely ground up and mixed in with some breadcrumbs, and then you roll the egg in it.
That sounds delicious. Did you ever thought about making that while you were cooking?
No, I didn't have it until after I was out of the cooking business. So,
and see, the thing about it is, I was like going to say, if you ever come to town, maybe you're going to cook for me. I don't know. But like I said, you'd be so skinny, though, by the time you get here. And it's like, you know, I had like, haven't had a shirt of like, you know, we could be like almost like twins and stuff. But it's going to be like, you know, it's so sad. You're not going to even be able to fit it correctly. You know, you might tie it up around the waist, you know, like use a rope around kind of on the waist. You know, that might be nice, you know.
I don't know about that. I gotta take a final break here of this hour. But what's your temperature out there today?
It was 118 yesterday. We're expecting 118, maybe 119. But Saturday, we're gonna have a big major cool down that day. It'll be 113 degrees.
Whoa! Well, yeah. Make sure you dress in layers. Get some of those heat packs to put in your gloves and your socks.
I'm going to try to go up to the Mirage and try to get a video of the final on the 17th. That's going to be the final day that they're going to be doing the volcano. They're closing it down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, hey, if you get them, let me know. Send them over.
Yeah, that would be nice. You haven't been, or you golly.
Nope, still haven't been. I gotta hold you there, though, because I got to get this break in, or else I'm going to miss it, and I'll get in trouble.
Where's Cece Da Carma? She's not there anymore?
I guess not. No, it's Christina Shalhoub now. So, I don't know. They don't keep us up to date with that. We just get the email in the morning with the weather report.
I heard that's Tony Shalhoub.
I don't know that they're related. No, I don't think so.
Is there a resemblance?
No, I don't see one. So I gotta hold you there. I gotta take this break.
Play on, Playboy.
You have a great day. Take it easy.
God bless you out there in New Bedford. Take it light. Bless.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas, and we do gotta take this break. We'll be right back.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.